It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Two nurse practitioners in Milwaukee, they team up to open a healthcare clinic that works to address healthcare disparities among low-income and vulnerable populations in Milwaukee County. Joining the discussion on healthcare access, call in with a question or share experiences at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Clarissa Lawrence is a certified family nurse practitioner, and Octavia Manuel Wright is a certified psychiatric and primary care nurse practitioner. And together, they own Revive Integrated Health Center on the northwest side of Milwaukee. Clarissa and Octavia, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so Octavia, let's start with you. It's been about 6 months, roughly, since you and Clarissa opened your new healthcare clinic in Milwaukee. How is the community responding to your practice?
So I think our surrounding areas, our neighbors, have all positively, impacted. You know, have positively reached out to us. Even our neighbor next door has sent us patients, and we all kind of work together as a family. We have a barber, a beauty salon next to us. We have a daycare, and we all kind of watch out for each other. So I think we've been accepted into the neighborhood.
Clarissa, what surprises you about running a healthcare clinic in a community that you are deeply connected to?
I think the love and support from the community was just overwhelming and just so amazing and surprising. It's not easy opening up a primary care and psychiatric care practice. We just didn't expect the support that we got from the community.
When you say the support you got, in what ways? What did you see happening?
Well, just like Octavia mentioned, we both have received referrals from other practices. We've received referrals from even healthcare systems. We also had a crowdfunding that we did receive some monetary gifts and, letters of congratulations and so many people just excited and thrilled that we opened this practice on the northwest side of Milwaukee.
Can you walk us through the development of this idea of pairing mental health care with physical health care? How do those two come together? How did this clinic come to be, Clarissa?
So Octavia and I, we've known each other for years, right? And we never thought about working together, but especially with the pandemic happening and such a health disparity with mental health and health disparities as far as physical health, it only made sense for us both to just come together and bring the integrative health to the vulnerable population here in Milwaukee.
Can you, Octavia, walk us through what integrated health means to you at your clinic and what patients can expect from that?
So integrated health means that the providers talk to each other. So we have shared patients. So when a patient comes in and they talk to Clarissa, and then they may have an appointment with me a week or two later, we can sit down and talk about what medications may be affecting this person. We can share lab results, which save money. Sometimes a patient may tell me one thing and tell Dr. Lawrence another thing, and we can sit down together because they've given us permission to, talk to each other about their care, and then we can come up with solutions for that patient. In the past, when we have other patients that go to bigger systems outside of us, it's really hard to connect with other providers to try to help with that continuity of care.
Do you find that your patients can afford that continuity of care, can afford their medications, can afford the follow-up visits?
Well, we take commercial insurance as well as Medicaid and Medicare. So we think that by opening up, because some clinics that you go to, you know, you may see a clinic on every corner, but that still doesn't mean that that clinic is accessible. Because if you go to that clinic and they don't accept Medicare or they don't accept Medicaid, that's still lack of care. We accept everything. And sometimes that is difficult because we all know that the reimbursement rates for Medicaid may not be as well as a commercial insurance. But because Clarissa and I both were recipients, because we were young mothers, we were, you know, single moms at one time, and we both were Medicaid recipients ourselves, we know how that feels to be turned away because of the type of insurance that you have. So we on purpose have made healthcare more accessible by accepting everyone.
That's Octavia Emanuel Wright, certified psychiatric and primary care nurse practitioner. We also have Clarissa Lawrence with us, certified family nurse practitioner, opening a clinic addressing health disparities in Milwaukee. You can join in with your questions, your comments at 800-642-1234. Clarissa, as you work to open this clinic, that's a really big endeavor that takes a lot of, you know, startup complexities. Were you able to access grants or access state or federal funds to open this clinic and make it a reality?
Well, the reality for us, no. The majority of the cost for renovating this space was out of pocket. But we both are just so passionate about bringing access to healthcare. We worked together and we got the renovations. We did receive one grant from Milwaukee Metro Nurse Practitioner. So we thank them for their monetary gift. Like I mentioned earlier, we had crowdfunding. A few people did send us monetary gifts, but for the most part, it was out of pocket. So we did not have any large grants or a lot of financial assistance. So we're just so passionate about what we're bringing to the community. And we're just hoping, like, in the future, maybe someone will, help us out along the line. But for right now, we have been doing this on our own by the grace of God. So I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, Octavia, jump in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said we really didn't qualify for a lot because we are for profit. We're not a nonprofit organization. And we were, you know, sadly, we looked all over for grants and things, and they just were not for us being a small for-profit organization. So there were many things for nonprofit, but not much for profit.
How did that impact how you've approached your fee schedule for patients, how you bill for insurance benefits, or what happens if a patient doesn't have the kind of coverage they need?
Well, for Boundless Mental Health and Wellness, we do have a sliding scale or payment plan system. Mm-hmm. So we do have something like that in place. But as you know, you can set your rates for insurance companies, but they're pretty much going to pay you what they set anyway. So, you know, that's what makes it a little challenging when you're a small organization like us.
Nurse practitioners Octavia Emanuel Wright and Clarissa Lawrence, they run their own healthcare clinic in Milwaukee looking to address healthcare disparities in the community. You can join in at any point. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with nurse practitioners Clarissa Lawrence and Octavia Emanuel Wright, who have opened a healthcare clinic in Milwaukee, really taking a holistic approach to care and seeking to eliminate barriers for vulnerable groups. Join the discussion along the way. Call in with a question, a comment, 800-642-1234. We heard from Terry in Menasha called and wants to know how you learned how to take care of the business side of things, like the accounting and the coding and the billing systems and the insurance. Clarissa, you first.
Okay. Far as the billing and coding, we do have a organization that takes care of that for us. Far as the business side, there are so many resources out in the community that's free. You can take on, you know, different business courses, especially when COVID happened. A lot of organizations were giving free virtual classes to learn more about opening up your own practice, your own business. So I had just taken, advantage of the resources in the community.
Octavia, what are your insights and thoughts on learning that business side of running a practice?
Well, I've been an entrepreneur for a long time, dating back to 2007. This is not my first rodeo. So I started with doing a nursing assistant training program. Mm. And I always tell people, if you know how to read, you can figure out anything. So it just was, like Clarissa said, a lot of programs. Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative, I took a lot of classes there. Just learning resources. And really, honestly, as far as the nurse practitioner, the clinic part of it, I got a lot of advice from nurse practitioner groups on social media. So, and even other women who own clinics who I had long conversations with, who were willing to give me information and talk to me and give me advice.
So you really use those networks as well, reaching out to others who have been doing this. I want to turn back to your care, back to the health side. Octavia, your specialty being behavioral health. And the American Psychiatric Association says only 1 in 3 Black adults with mental illness receive treatment. Why is that?
There is a stigma in the Black community about seeking care. So part of it is being embarrassed and ashamed of speaking forward and, you know, telling people about your feelings and how you feel. So that's a big part of it. And then culturally, you know, it's a spiritual thing too, whereas we have been taught over the years to go to church or pray or it's the devil or, you know, so these things just were not taught. You know, we just did not believe in them. And it was just not part of our culture to step outside of our family, outside of our homes, and go talk to people about mental health.
Behavioral health clinics may have a months-long waiting list to be seen by a therapist. How soon can your patients be seen?
So right now, mine is about, it's ranging about 1 month out, so about 4 weeks. So I know some patients that have gotten in with me say that they've been told it's even a year at some places to get in.
What impact does that have on the patient?
So, if you're waiting a year to get help. Sometimes we see these people ended up in hospitals. They end up getting hurt by sometimes law enforcement because they didn't get the help that they need. Or, you know, sometimes people with mental health conditions end up not being able to work their jobs. So unable to take care of themselves, end up homeless or end up being turned away even from family because they're not getting the care that they need. So it's a big impact.
Clarissa, on the healthcare side, you know, in 2020, Milwaukee County received one of the lowest health rankings at 71 of 72 counties, with white people outliving their Black counterparts by nearly 14 years. What can be done about this healthcare gap?
Well, so in the Black and Brown community, you know, there is, mistrust with the healthcare system. And I feel that a lot of the patients that we serve, even though we serve everyone, right? Mm-hmm. I feel that a lot of my patients, especially my Black and Brown community, they feel very comfortable and they're just happy to see a provider that looks like them. I relate, they can relate to me. We can relate to each other, whether it's about the neighborhoods, whether it's about food choices, whether it's about, you know, just the reason why there may be some issues with compliance with medication regimens because of the lack of resources and lack of funds. So, and they feel more comfortable with discussing issues and discussing problems. So that makes my job as their primary care provider a lot more easier, because I know I see the overall picture of what's going on with my patient, other than just looking at, okay, this is the condition and I just need to treat the condition, but I'm actually treating the overall person.
And the trust is there.
And the trust is there, yes.
I'm going to reintroduce you here for a moment, co-owners of a Milwaukee health clinic, Clarissa Lawrence, certified family nurse practitioner, Octavia Manuel Wright, certified psychiatric and primary care nurse practitioner. Octavia, bouncing back to the mental health work, how do you talk with patients about opioids and substance use? Because we see the opioid overdoses in communities and making a huge impact.
I do. And, you know, a lot of my patients turn to opioids and things like that to try to deal with mental health conditions. So one thing that I always talk about is that we need to treat the underlying condition that is causing them to go out and deal with opioids. And as far as safety with opioids, I always try to encourage people to use like fentanyl testing strips, make sure that people have Narcan prescriptions and things of that nature. And I do manage some people on Suboxone that to help them to, you know, get sober from the opioids. I also deal with people with alcohol misuse disorder as well. So we work with them a lot and be really the same thing, treating the underlying condition.
Thank you both so much for joining us and sharing your insights on the practice.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That was Clarissa Lawrence, certified family nurse practitioner, and Octavia Manuel Wright, a certified psychiatric and primary care nurse practitioner. And together, they own Revive Integrated Health Center on the northwest side of Milwaukee. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.